Regarding the distribution of one's wealth, the Hadith tells us, Abu Dharr was walking with the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, along the stony plain of Medina, when they saw, the mountain of Uhud in front of them. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, called to Abu Dharr, and he replied, Obedient to you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, If I had as much gold as, the weight of, Uhud, it would not please me to have a single dinar from it for 3 days, unless it was kept to repay a debt. I would distribute it among the worshippers of Allah, like this and that, to the right and to the left and behind. Then he walked on, saying, Those who have plenty of wealth will be the ones who have the least on the Day of Judgment, unless they spend their wealth like this and that, to the right and that to the left and behind. But such people are few. Then he told Abu Dharr, Remain here and do not move until I come back to you. And he walked away out of sight into the dark. Soon afterwards, Abu Dharr heard a loud voice and became afraid that the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, might have encountered something untoward. He wanted to go to him, but remembered his instruction to remain where he was until he returned. So he remained there until the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, returned. Then said, I heard a voice which caused me to fear, but I remembered your instruction. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, asked, Did you hear him? Abu Dharr replied, Yes. So the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, informed him, It was Gabriel. He came to me and said, Whosoever of your followers die and has not associated anything with Allah will enter paradise. Abu Dharr asked, Even if he has committed adultery or theft? He replied, Even if he has committed adultery or theft.